The hour, 3 o'clock, gym class for a Friday here on KGYM, coming your way from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up, Brian Peterson, Kirkwood men's basketball coach, will be joining us. We will give you results from the state wrestling tournament, day two, going on at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Some shenanigans going on in the south as far as football is concerned, college football and high school football. And we'll talk more about that coming up with you in just a little bit. Preview what's going on over the weekend as well, and talk a little bit about the Kenny Arnold tribute game, I guess, for lack of a better term, coming up tomorrow in Iowa City. We'll do all that coming up on the gym class. Keep it here to KGYM. Five minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, coming your way. Unfortunately, inside today, we like to welcome in everybody that's in a golf cart listening to the show. We know who you are. We will not turn you in today. It is a gym class. It is, let's see, Mark, you were going over temperatures around Eastern Iowa today. And around Central Iowa today as well. A lot of people in short sleeves, I'm sure, over at the Wells Fargo Arena going in and out today at the state wrestling tournament. This is very un-state wrestling tournament-like temperatures here on this Friday afternoon. Hello.
Afternoon. I came in earlier to get some work done, and Jenny Valera and Chris Jackson were walking in, and Jenny says, "Well, why, you don't have a coat on." I said, "Jenny, it's in the 60s. I'm about ready to put shorts on." 73 in Des Moines, as I heard.
Yeah, that's good.
Got pictures and evidence on social media of folks out at St. Andrews Golf Course, folks out at Twin Pines. Those two courses opening today, Brown Deer and Coralville open today. And I think it's going to be a tad better tomorrow, actually, and Sunday.
And Sunday. But hey, why wait? Why wait? Reminds us caddy smacks around the corner. Golf season's around the corner as well. But, if you're listening in on the golf course today, welcome in to the program here as we take you through a Friday. Going to talk Kirkwood men's basketball coming up here in just a little bit. Something catch your eye there?
I want to know what the temperature was. It's 68 here.
68!
In southwest Cedar Rapids.
Love that. We do have a traffic update to get to right away, though, first.
We do indeed. This is via KCRG. There's a traffic alert. I-80 westbound between Dodge Street and Dubuque Street. The exits are blocked because of a crash. So be aware of that intersection there.
All right. Make your plans. Make some alternate plans, if you will. By the way, coming up next, it'll be the APC, the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. They will be down at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub down there from 4 o'clock until about 6:45, 6:50, right in there today, because we've got high school basketball coming up tonight for you on KGYM. Girls regional semifinals, pair of dandy 2A games coming your way. It will be Grundy Center at number 5 North Lynn tonight. Steve Dozer and I will have that for you on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We'll also have updates from the Springville game tonight as well, as Springville is taking on GMG. Also coming up tonight, it'll be the the top battle in Class 2A tonight. Two rateds going at it. Number 14, Maquoketa Valley at number 1, Iowa City, Regina tonight. And that will be at 6:45, 6:50, right in there as well. That'll be on 106.3 FM. Coming your way tonight, both those games on KGYMradio.com as well. And all you need to do is go to the Listen Live and pick whichever game you would like. I believe it comes up on the main gym, but if you'd like to switch it over to 106.3 FM, you can do that as well. Coming up tonight, 1A and 2A regional semifinals. Winners move on to the finals coming up on Monday night. Of course, the boys took center stage last night. We got to see West and Xavier go at it last night in boys' regular season play. That came to a close in the Mississippi Valley. Didn't get a chance to talk, but had a chance to say hi to, a wave, if you will, from half a gym away to some former Hawkeyes down there. Kenny Fillard, of course, who has a son playing on the West High team. Also, Tree Henry was there. One of my favorites of all time, mm-hmm. Mike Tree Henry. Also, Ronnie Lester was there along with Vince Brookins, one of the great scorers and shooters in Iowa history.
He certainly was.
Man alive, he could light it up when he wanted to. They called him what, Federal Express, right? Going to absolutely positively has to be there, Vince Brookins.
The Kenny Arnold tribute game tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena as the Hawkeyes take on Illinois. The whiteout with the Kenny Arnold shirts. Mike Henry, I don't know if you knew this, Henry and Kenny Arnold born on the same day.
Oh, really?
In 1959. And as Arnold is in a care facility, I think, right now.
Correct.
In Illinois, Henry visits him multiple times a week and has for many years. So, very interesting story there.
Yeah. And, of course, it's the whiteout tomorrow in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes will be entertaining Illinois at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. It's going to be, an autograph session I read beforehand, and then a meet and greet afterwards that's going to be at the University Club that's on Melrose. And plan to attend both of those as well. Should mention also that there is a GoFundMe page for Kenny if you would like to contribute to that. However much you want to do. I know there are a lot of Hawkeye fans around. Remember that 1980 Final Four team and all the great stories that came out of it. I remember it. Certainly you were right there as well. And it's a great, great bunch of guys.
Craftsis and Wait, Boyle, Lester, and everybody remembers that
the Georgetown game.
The one time in his life, Steve Waite put the ball on the floor and went to the basket and made a three-point play as the Hawkeyes beat Georgetown. And, yeah, I'll remember the Hawkeyes arriving back in Iowa City and to quite a reception at the Fieldhouse that day. And, of course, Lester getting hurt in the NCAA tournament, and many believe that the Hawkeyes had a very good chance to win the national championship had he not gotten hurt.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment. Love to hear your comments about the 1980 Final Four team. Maybe meeting some of the guys. It was great to see them last night over at Iowa City West, and they did a good job. Raised a little bit of money last night as well down there for Kenny Arnold at that game last night. All right, before we lose complete track of things here, let's go ahead and take a look at the results from the state wrestling tournament going on at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Right now, they are, let's check and see where they are at right now. Right now, we are going through the Class 2A quarterfinals. Those are going on right now, and then they're going to have the 3As semifinals coming up, and the 3A consolations as well. And they will get the 2A second-round wrestlebacks coming up in just a little bit. But 3A and 1A were earlier on today, and team scores in Class 3A after two rounds. It is Southeast Polk, not a big surprise. The Rams with 73 points. Fort Dodge second with 62.5. West Des Moines Valley is third with 52. Western Dubuque having a very, very good run. They are in fourth, and Waverly Shell Rock is in fifth. Iowa City High is tied for eighth right now. Iowa City West is 12th. Cedar Rapids Prairie is 13th. Cedar Rapids Kennedy comes in at number 19 right now. That is 3A, and taking a look at the team individuals here. Start things off here for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. They're going to have a semifinalist. Matt Culver will wrestle in the semifinals coming up tonight. Tavian Rashad is still alive at 170 pounds. He lost his quarterfinal by fall but came back and beat Devin Ludwig of Western Dubuque. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they also have a semifinalist, and it's Ben Saracen at 170 pounds. Garrett Kubovec is still alive. As far as the wrestlebacks are concerned, he lost his quarterfinal. He was pinned by Tyrell Gordon of Waterloo East earlier on today. Cedar Rapids Washington's Will Foreman is still alive in the wrestlebacks for the Washington Warriors. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, they're going to have a couple of semifinalists. Conrad Braswell at 106 pounds and Trenton Wettermark at 132 pounds. They have both moved on to the semifinals. And other than that, that is what Prairie has. They just have the two wrestlers in the winner's bracket right now. For Cedar Rapids Xavier, two wrestlers are still alive in the WrestleBacks, Josh Gerke at 145 and Alex Francis at 220 pounds. They are both still alive at this point. Also still alive for the Linmar Lions is Alex Stryker. He is in the consolation round. He lost to Shapiro, the undefeated wrestler out of West Des Moines Valley at 160 in the quarterfinal, 5-1. Actually wrestled very well in that one and then came back with a major decision over Franklin of Fort Dodge. That coming in the WrestleBacks. For Marion, one of the Conways into the semifinals, that is Colin Conway at 152, as he topped Joe Nicholson of West Des Moines Valley 5-3 in a very good match. Caleb Conway lost to Zach Barnes of Southeast Polk, but did come back and won in his wrestle back over Chase St. John of Cedar Rapids Prairie. For Iowa City West, they've got Nelson Brands into the semifinals, Carter Rowetter into the semifinals as well. Alex Aguirre and Hans Van Raveno are both in the WrestleBacks right now. For Iowa City High, they've got one semifinalist. That is Jacob Dykes at 195 pounds. Buckland is still alive at 220 in the WrestleBacks. And Borman is still alive at 126 for City High. So that's what we have for 3A right now. Moving to 1A, team scores, Lisbon, your leader at 50.5 points. Sibley O'Sheedon is second right now, 44. Don Bosco has fallen to third at 37. Albernette is in fifth right now behind Missouri Valley. Albernette with 30 points. North Lynn is 11th. Maquoketa Valley 15th right now as far as our locals are concerned. Results. We'll start off with Albernette. Jameis Wilson at 106 pounds. He is in the semifinals, and they had one of those huge matchups in the quarterfinals today. It was Wilson against Cole Cassidy of Martinsdale St. Mary's at 48-2. I believe they're both in the top three. I know that, depending on what you subscribe to. Went overtime. Sudden victory, 7-5, that Jameis Wilson won that particular matchup. Ben Moyer still alive in the WrestleBacks at 126 for Albernette. Wickman at 132 is still alive for Albernette as well. And Tanner Sloan is also into the semifinals for Albernette at 170 pounds. For Lisbon, they've had a good tournament so far. 106, Kobe Siebrecht is into the semifinals. Cale Happel at 113, the freshman, is into the semifinals as well. Likewise, Ryan Moorfeld at 120 is into the semifinals. Cooper Siebrecht at 132 is into the semifinals as well. Also for Lisbon, Kilberg at 152, still alive in the WrestleBacks. Werdemann at 170, still alive in the WrestleBacks as well. And also for Iowa City Regina, they still have Brinkman alive. He's into the semifinals at 285 pounds. 2A is going on right now, and the team scores look like this as those second-round quarterfinals going on. Solon, your leader, but New Hampton's catching up. Solon, 51.5. New Hampton, 49 right now. Creston Orient, Maxburg, third. Denver, Tripola, fourth. And Ballard is in at number five right now. Wallert's having a good run of it. The Golden Eagles in there at number 10 right now. As far as Solon is concerned, the Spartans up to the minute here, give you how their individuals are doing. Bryce West and Drew West into the semifinals both. Bryce at 120 pounds. He got a fall over a Decorah wrestler in the quarterfinals. Drew West, he had a fall as well over Brady Fritz of South Tama. Also, Ben Carr, 138 pounds. He is into the semifinals as well. Grayson Dahl did lose. He had to injury default. Of course, he wrestling with a broken leg, literally. It's broken, I believe. KJ Pilcher wrote that in the Gazette today, three places. But obviously something happened in his quarterfinal, so he had the injury default in that. Not sure if he's going to be able to come back. We shall see on that. Trevor Nelson just moved into the semifinals as well for Solon at 160 pounds. And that's what we have right now. The others are waiting for the consolations. looks like it's going to come down to Solon and New Hampton, like it did in the duels right there.
Long as we're on wrestling, let's go worldwide to the Freestyle Wrestling World Cup, where Iran has defeated the United States today for the World Championship. The sixth straight time Iran has won that title. Tony Ramos, the former Iowa wrestler, reached the final, well, against Iran anyway, lost a 6-0 decision to four-time world medalist and Olympic bronze medalist Hassan Rahimi. Also, winners, by the way, the score of the match, Iran 5, United States 3. Winners for the United States, Jordan Burroughs at 74 kilos. David Taylor from USA, 86 kilos, beat the defending Olympic champion 10-4, actually by fall, I'm sorry. Kyle Snyder at 97 kilos, also a winner for the USA. So United States coming up just short there in the World Cup.
All kinds of wrestling going on out there. All kinds of wrestling. They're estimating that the 3A semifinals are going to get underway at 3:35 coming up. So they'll get the 2A's quarterfinals done. They'll get back to the 2A's after they go through the 3A's. The 3A's are going to have the semifinals and the third-round wrestlebacks coming up. So all eight that are alive in each class right now are your medalists.
Mm-hmm.
This depends on exactly what order they're going to have.
Usually some excellent matches on Friday, and we've already seen a few. We'll see more tonight in the 2A matches. Actually, this afternoon, 3A's. Three A semis, and then tonight the 1A semis underway with 2A to follow.
Yep, and then the wrestlebacks tomorrow afternoon, and then the finals coming up on Saturday night, which should be very interesting. 21 past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk Kirkwood men's basketball. Head coach Brian Peterson, the defending national champion Eagles. We'll check in with Kirkwood when we come back, listening to the Friday edition of the Gym Class in a glorious 68-degree Friday afternoon right here on KGYM.
You see more new McGrath Kias because the all-new McGrath Kia does more to help. Don't cry for help. Come to the all-new McGrath Kia and say, I got mine for $199. New 2016 Kia Optima, $199 a month. And even better, just $199 down. Or take 20% off new 2016 Kia Optimas or Sedonas in stock. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession.
Help!
The all-new McGrath Kia has got your help. $5 million available from local lenders so you can say, I got mine for $199. New Optima, $199 down, $199 a month, or 20% off Optima or Sedona, $25,315 MSRP. Grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Available on new 2016 Optima LX or Sedona L, $199 a month, lease for 39 months with approved credit, $1,500 down, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee, 10K miles. No security deposit required. Offer expires in a month.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. And now you can connect at their brand new third location. It's officially open. Gather around the table, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Happy hour is from 3 to 6. If you don't have time to linger, pick up their sizzling takeout. Come to the brand new La Cantina Bar and Grill in their third location, now open in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, or visit their still going strong locations in Marion or downtown Cedar Rapids. Connect at La Cantina.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here at KGYM as we welcome you back here. Beautiful day outside. Going to be a great weekend. Get out and enjoy it. Or, better yet, head on out to Johnson Hall coming up tomorrow as it'll be Kirkwood and DMAC going at it. And Brian Peterson, the head men's basketball coach for the Kirkwood Eagles, kind enough to join us here this afternoon. And, Coach, how you doing? Great year so far again for the Eagles.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's been a good year for us so far. On a little bit of a win streak, been playing well the last couple weeks of the season. So kind of the most important part of the year, the stretch run here, finishing up conference play, and then conference tournament will be here before you know it.
Yeah, amid that eight-game winning streak, Brian, as you know, the big victory last Saturday over the number one team in the country, a team that you had lost 2-11 in Creston. Tell us about that. How'd you turn things around in this game?
Well, we played better.
Yeah.
That obviously helps. But, you know, down there, I mean, they're a very good team. There's a reason why they were number one and undefeated at the time when they came into our place last Saturday. So we didn't change a whole lot. We felt like our players were good enough to beat them. You know, we made a few subtle changes, and we just needed to play a little bit better on the defensive end. We gave up, you know, 90 points down there, and we knew we're not going to beat them at our place if we give up 90 again. So we kind of just really worked at it, challenged our players more just to be better defensively with our basic principles and find a way to get it done. And the kids really responded and found a way to get it done last Saturday.
Well, they did, and to the tune of 15 points better as far as the defense is concerned. You held a good Southwestern team to 75, so I guess you checked that off the list, right?
Yeah. You know, that's, you know, our goal. We always put, like, a number on who we, like, depending on the team we're playing, how much we want to hold them under, and that was our exact goal, was 75 or less. So that's 20 below their average for the year, and you know, so we were very happy with that as a coaching staff, and all the players were happy about it. And so now we just got to find ways to duplicate that and keep growing our defensive mindset that way.
Well, you have no problem scoring, Brian. It doesn't look like that to me. And judging by statistics, I mean, you're excellent from the three-point range, and you get to the foul line, and those are two big things.
Yeah. No, we got a really good shooting team. Probably in the last 8 weeks of the season, we've kind of gone more to a four-guard lineup a lot of times, so that helps obviously shooting when you got more guards on the floor and spacing and all those types of things. So that's helped. I mean, you know, I always want shooters, and guys are shooting with confidence right now. And then the foul line is something that we preach a lot because you got to get there, and we're good at it. I think we're leading the country right now. We're number one in the country with free throw percentage right around 80% of the team. So you know, we just got to get there more. You know, I always, you know, challenge the guys to try to, you know, get to the free throw line more than the other team, and we've been doing a pretty good job of that lately.
Well, it's a team as well that really balanced up and down the line. I mean, it's one of those things the opponents can't concentrate on just one guy, because they do that, two more are going to step up, and that's got to be a great feeling to have night in and night out.
Yeah. We've always recruited that way. We've always been balanced. I feel like, you know, obviously there's been a few years here and there where we might have one player that's averaging, you know, really leading us. Where this year's team, you're exactly right. You know, I think we have, I don't know where the current stats are, but I know last week I think we had seven guys on our roster that are averaging seven or more points. So, you know, we like that. Obviously, it makes us a little bit harder to guard out there. And then I think it just helps our team chemistry, too. Everybody's getting scoring opportunities and able to get, you know, some good looks out there.
Guy out front, Byron Harp, we know his dad covered him, Ron Harp, and yep. He's been good for you, hasn't he?
He's been really good. I mean, he's had a great career for us. You know, last year he was more of in a bench role, coming off the bench for us, and we had Hunter Rhodes, who's up there with you and I now. And then, you know, Byron's had to step into a different role this year. And I would say in the second semester he's been playing extremely well. I think he's probably been, if not the best player, one of the best players in our league since we started conference play. And he's really stepped up in big games for us. And, you know, he works at it. So it's been pretty fun to watch him, you know, have success these last few weeks.
And you got a lot of Iowans on this team yep. right now that are helping you out. And I know that's kind of the backbone of the Eagle program. You want to keep some of the local kids around and kind of intersperse some people from Illinois and around the region, Wisconsin and what have you.
Yeah, no, that's one thing. You know, we obviously want to get the best players that can help us, you know, win and, you know, do what we like to do over here at Kirkwood that are closest to our campus. And obviously we got to branch out from time to time. You know, obviously we want to compete at a national level, not just regionally. And but we can do that with the kids around this area. You know, every year changes depending on the senior classes and whatnot and, you know, what certain players are looking for. But it is nice to always have, you know, a lot of players on your team here that are from Iowa and especially from the local area.
Kirkwood, kind of the northern Iowa South these days, Brian, with Rhodes and Ashton helping significantly with northern Iowa. How satisfying is that for you?
It's really cool. I mean, because both those kids, I mean, obviously they were great players for us, but they were really good kids, great teammates, very coachable, and – you know, just had a hunger to, you know, get better, you know, every day. And obviously they wanted to play at a higher level. So to be able to see them, you know, fulfill their dreams of playing at the highest level and contributing and doing well, it's been really cool. And obviously being really close, you know, obviously we're able to follow them a little bit better. And, you know, I've had a chance to see them play and in person, you know, even though our schedules kind of conflict every once in a while. But it's been really cool to watch those two kids up there helping those guys.
Brian, you took this route. How difficult is it, and what are the biggest things to overcome going from the JUCO ranks to an Iowa State or a UNI?
Well, the biggest thing is, even though I think a lot of times, you know, systems could be similar from different programs, and I think our system, you know, is probably has some similarities to what Northern Iowa does. So that might not be a huge adjustment, but, you know, it's a step of level of play. I think, especially from a size standpoint, we definitely have a lot of athletes at this level, and we have some talented players. But obviously when you jump up to that level, Division One, and especially at the Northern Iowa and Iowa State levels, size becomes a difference. You know, we don't have multiple 6'10", 6'9 guys on our teams in our league, so that's a little different. Length is something that you got to adjust to. And then just, you know, and then, you know, a lot of times all those teams have good players up and down the roster, and not to say that junior college level doesn't, but there's sometimes where some teams maybe, you know, not all five guys are really good players, where at that level, all five guys, more times than not, are very good players. And but for the most part, I think those two kids have adjusted. Hopefully we helped them with that. But they're, from a size standpoint, length, there's definitely some differences that way.
Kirkwood men's basketball coach Brian Peterson joining us on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We talked about Byron Harp a little bit and his background. How about some of the other guys? Talk about some of the other top players for the Eagles this year.
Yeah, we have another, Eastern Iowa in our area, kid on our team playing really well. We have a kid from Fort Madison, from the southeast side named Miles Wensine, having a really good year for us. He actually leads us in scoring and rebounding. He's a guard for us, one of our guards in our four-guard attack that we put out there, and having a great year. Then we also have Chris King, who is a Des Moines Hoover graduate, having a really good year for us. He's a redshirt freshman. He shares some of the point guard duties with Byron. And then we also have another guard from Galesburg, Illinois, so fairly close to us, about 2 hours away, named Ethan Meeker. And he's just a smart, heady, tough kid, shoots it really well. That's playing well for us. And then our starting forward that we have out there with us is Shakur Triplett. And he's a sophomore forward from Bolingbrook, Illinois. That's our starting five. And then off the bench, we have Carlo Marble, West Des Moines Valley guy, and obviously probably a name that a lot of people in Eastern Iowa know is the Marble. He's son for Roy's son, Roy Senior, and then a couple other kids that help us off the bench is Darion King, a forward, sophomore forward for us, Khalif Fagan, a wing from Chicago, Illinois, and then Altavius Jackson from Wisconsin. That's kind of our rotation we throw out there.
We know you have DMAC on Saturday. What's the rest of the regular season? How's that shape up, knowing that you're virtually tied with for the league lead?
Yeah, well, basically we can't have any slip-ups. We got to finish strong. We have, you know, we just got four league games left, five total games. Got to stay healthy. We're a little banged up right now. So going in tomorrow, we might, you know, we're going to be faced with a little bit of adversity we're going to have to overcome. But just staying, trying to get healthy, and then finishing strong. We just want to be playing our best basketball. You know, win a conference championship, and then that helps with the seeding for the conference tournament. And when we get to that point, we'll kind of figure out where our seed's at, depending on how Southwestern finishes out and some other top teams, and then. And after that, it's win or go home. So just want to keep on working on trying to be our best here towards the end.
Yeah, and you beat DMAC the first time around, 58-50. It was a good close game right there, maybe a little bit more lower scoring than yep. You're accustomed to. You probably want to get that thing up-tempo tomorrow.
We'd like to. We had kind of a unique deal. The first time we played DMAC, we only had about five of our actual guys on our team playing in that game, so our lineup and some of our things that we normally like to do weren't at full disposal over there, so we're hoping that, you know, having, you know, more of our true rotation tomorrow, you know, will help with some of those things. But DMAC, the way they play, they'll kind of have you do that. They kind of play a little bit slower pace this year, so we'll try to get it going a little bit quicker tomorrow for sure.
Interesting there. Yeah, there was a, something, we don't want to get into what the details on that, but you do. You were without a few players. You actually got in some of the Kirkwood baseball team to come in, including Cal Clark, who who by the time in 20 years, I think he's going to have an 18-point game that day. But Cal can play.
Cal can play. He was, I mean, the four baseball kids that helped us out during that stretch that week was pretty cool. I mean, it really uplifted not only our team, but our entire athletic department and our campus over here. So that was cool, and they were a big help. And then obviously Cal really made a bigger stamp, I guess, on it because he's the one that played in that DMAC, came over there and heaved in a 30-footer, shot clock three, that really got some momentum going in our way. And he ended up playing 21 minutes over there for us. So I'm actually talking to Coach Ryan this afternoon to see if we can get him in a jersey for tomorrow because he plays pretty well against DMAC, but we'll see what he'd have to say about that.
Yeah, that thing's going to be 60 feet by the time in 20 years, too.
Yep.
And then also should let everybody know that coming up, I believe on Tuesday next week, you guys will host Mount Mercy.
Yep, yeah, it'll be Mount Mercy. It'll be actually their junior varsity team.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's kind of one of those things that they just started a program for that these past 2 years. And so it's kind of we have a break in our conference schedule this year a couple different times. So we just felt like that would be a good time to maybe throw that game in there, kind of a tune-up. And not a tune-up, I mean, it's a real game. It's going to go on against our record, but, you know, kind of take away a break from league play, and Mount Mercy will be coming over to our place next Tuesday night.
I'm sure some of these guys on your team are looking at the next level. How many do you suppose?
Well, we got seven sophomores, so seven guys will be, you know, definitely looking to move on after they finish up with us this year. We got a couple freshmen that, you know, are qualifiers and, you know, potentially could leave after 1 year if they get the right offer that fits for them. But, yeah, we got a big sophomore class. So on top of obviously a big game, a conference game against DMAC on Saturday, it's actually going to be our sophomore day. So we'll be, you know, recognizing those seven sophomore players and then also our student assistant for everything that they've helped us with over their time here at Kirkwood. So they're all undecided as of right now. They got a handful of them got offers to move on to the next level, but, you know, they'll be taking visits once we finish up the season and making decisions here in the springtime.
Well, it's always a big recruiting year, but maybe even a bigger recruiting year this year for you.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's going to be a huge year for us. Every year, like you said, I mean, it's you got to go get about a half a team. But this year is a little bit more unique where, you know, we don't have a ton coming back. We only got a few freshmen on our roster. So it'll be a big year for us to bring in some quality players to kind of keep our tradition going over here and keep winning ball games.
You kind of like that the way the season ended last year. I imagine you'd like to go through that, go through all that again.
Yeah. If every year could end like that, I'd be one happy coach. I don't know if that happens all the time, but it's a cool experience. You know, we talk about our last year, how we finished, you know, a handful of times throughout the year, but we really just try to focus on the process of what we're going through right now. And because this year's team is different, we definitely are different than we were last year. But we like to think that our values and kind of what we try to do in the process every day is what we did last year. So gives us confidence knowing that, you know, that we could finish the same way. We feel like we have the talent and the team to do it again, but you know, you got to do it, and you got to produce, and you got to play well when it matters. So we're just working on trying to be ready for those moments.
One thing you got on Kim Mule, you've had the most recent national championship.
yeah, that's the one. He's still got five to catch up, and he's got a squad this year that I'm not jinxing him by any means, but he's got a nice team this year. So if anybody Cedar Rapids area really likes, hopefully, to watch both men and women get out here to Johnson Hall to see his team because they're really good. Yep. He's got a good, great group. They're undefeated, number one in the country, and I think they got a chance to do it again this year. They just got to keep working at it.
Yep. Doubleheader tomorrow starting at 1, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yep. And the women will play first, and then the men to follow at about 3 o'clock. And, hey, Brian, appreciate the time, and keep up the great work over at Kirkwood. Always good talking with you.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more after this. Listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Guys, JCPenney is your one-stop shop for all your favorite jeans. Come in now for 30% off select styles of Levi's and find your perfect fit. Like men's Levi's 505 regular fit jeans for just $41.65. Hurry in to stock up and save. Or save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 215 to 220. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Extra 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon details.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 1.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles, so you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
With GoToMeeting, you can really connect with your team members anywhere.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for video conferencing in. Lou, have the suppliers
give...
Okay. Marta, when do the designers...
Started yesterday.
Perfect. Rodney, how are
they? Showed them the first round earlier. We're good.
That's great. You know what, Tom?
Don't worry. We'll show it to the team in Dallas before sending it to accounting.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
This just in, Wendy's is adding the quarter pound double stack as an option in the 4 for $4 for a limited time. With so much beef, that's a deal so good it should not exist. In related news, because their wings are too small for their bodies, bumblebees should not be able to fly. Here to comment, bees.
Wait, we're not supposed to fly?
Kinda like how a quarter pound of beef should not be in the 4 for $4.
Yet it is. That's over a quarter pound of fresh beef with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke, all for just $4. Any other bee puns?
No, we're good, honey.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes 4-piece nuggets, small fries, and drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
What was it you said? It's 74 in Des Moines. It's, what is it here?
56 in Vegas.
56 in Vegas.
68 here. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Thank you very much
to
Brian Peterson.
No wonder nobody's listening.
Thank you very much to Brian Peterson for joining us. 3A semifinals are underway. And we laugh because the continuing saga of the Iowa High School Sports Network versus media and versus America.
Now, there's new restrictions on reporters and photographers, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And some media have to watch the matches in a media room?
And the TV broke.
And the TV broke today.
In the media room.
How about that?
And now you've got it on the television, but you have no idea who's wrestling. There's no names, no nothing. They give you the mat number, so unless you have a, unless you're following along online or have a program or... know somebody you texted with at Wells Fargo Arena, you have no idea who is wrestling where. So
no names of wrestlers, where they're from.
Swing and a miss. But Mark is not wearing a tie. We can report that.
Mark Ironside, that is. Yeah.
Not reporting it. Not you.
Casual wear for Mark.
It's casual wear today for Mark.
Looks very comfortable.
He does.
Yeah.
Having a ball. And it's not his fault that we have no idea who's wrestling. He's doing the best he can.
Well, we'll ask him next week.
All right. Very good. 342. Our thanks to Brian Peterson for joining us. I think we had some text when we were talking about the 1980 Iowa Final Four team that we probably should get to as well here. And it's talking about, we forgot Bobby Hansen. How can we forget about Bobby Hansen on that team?
Yeah, that's...
Mark Gannon was there, but he was injured. Ronnie Lester only played 17 games that year, correct?
That's correct.
1980. And the Iowa basketball team did not steamroll through the Big Ten that year. I knew that they were not near the top as far as the Big Ten standings were concerned.
But tied for fourth at 10-8.
10-8. And that was back when everybody, you had a travel partner and you played everybody, kids. Give it a Google. Look it up. You played everybody in the Big Ten in a round robin. The Big 12 does it.
Hawks were 23-10 overall.
Made the NCAA tournament, went to the Final Four, of course, after the Steve White shot. Up at Philadelphia, the old Spectrum, when they beat Georgetown and Sleepy Floyd.
Hawkeyes won their first 10 that year.
And then Ronnie Lester got hurt.
Not sure which game it was, but yeah, he did get hurt.
Yeah. Your texts are welcome at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
And you remember they played a consolation game at that time,
too. That was
too.
The last one.
Yeah.
Last one ever. Do you know why they got rid of the consolation game?
Because it was stupid.
Well, you want to know stupider? They used to play a regional consolation game. So you had no idea why they did that. They got rid of it.
I do remember that because the Miller six-pack lost to Jacksonville.
Yes.
Notre Dame and scored like 120 against Notre Dame in the regional consolation.
Had to play the consi.
Yeah.
Right there. The reason the final straw that got rid of the consolation games in the national tournament was the Reagan assassination attempt. That television, they had, for whatever reason, didn't want to have it on anymore, and they gave that as a good reason, and it was a good reason because news wanted to be on and cover that. So there you go. There you go. 319-366-1600. We are producerless today. Alex is down in Iowa City before he heads off to Regina. So I'll tell you what.
Taking cold calls?
I'm going to put them
like
on
a salesman
hold.
Now or
I'm
going
to put them on hold for just a moment if you're calling in there. And we'll get to them as soon as we take a break here. So we mentioned wrestling going on in Class 3A, the semifinals underway as far as that is concerned. So we will keep you updated on that coming up on the program today as well. Wanted to get to this before we get to break here, and that is the fact that a football coach in the state of Louisiana was fired today for saying, basically calling out the University of Alabama on a Baton Rouge, Louisiana radio show. This is the coach, former coach, David Feaster from Parkway High School in Louisiana. He banished the Crimson Tide coaching staff from his school's campus, which was not received very well. He told the Shreveport Times, they reported on this, and he said, quote, "They are the only school that can't come to Parkway." And he says it involved them not being ethical in recruiting. Now, he did not give specifics, but they have recruited Brandon Harris, the former LSU quarterback. Terrence Marshall, a five-star wideout, is considering Alabama as well. That according to 24/7 Sports out there. Apparently, this was the last straw for this coach. He was not relieved of his football duties because he made these remarks about Alabama. Apparently, this was the third or fourth issue, according to the school, and that led to his dismissal. He is still a teacher right now at Parkway High School in Louisiana. But
well, a couple interesting aspects here. He's had three or four issues, then I guess this may have been the last straw, but what if a high school coach encounters a recruiter or recruiters from a certain school and knows those recruiters have done something ethical on the high school campus or with a high school recruit? Could you blame the head coach?
No. No. You shouldn't say it. Whether you like someone or not, you should not come out in the media and say something like
that. Well, he might have an axe to grind, that's for sure.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. But that's not the place to do it. That's not the place to do it. If you don't want to have Alabama or any other school on your campus, then you do it a different fashion, I guess.
Yeah, you don't air the laundry out there.
Right.
Yeah.
347, Prairie's Conrad Braswell has fallen to Shriver of Mason City in his 106-pound Class 3A semifinal.
Four more Metro wrestlers up in the semifinals, and good luck to them. One more Prairie wrestler, Winnemark. Culver from Jefferson, Conway from Marion, and Sarazen, I think, from Kennedy, right?
Yeah, Ben Sarazen from Kennedy. We'll all go. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll get to our calls here. Please be patient, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about more about the 1980 Iowa Final Four team. We have a poll question as well from Emil's Hideaway we'll let you know about when we come back. Friday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM.
The best place to buy a Ford in eastern Iowa is Marion. The Marion Used Car Superstore has more used Fords than anybody in eastern Iowa.
Nearly 200, yes, 200 used Fords to choose from. And during the Tax Time Special Purchase Sale Event, you can afford a Ford. The Marion Used Car Supercenter has 2015 Ford Fusions from $12,999. You can buy with only $189 down, $189 a month. That's incredible. With nearly 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget buys under $6,000, and guaranteed credit approval. Get more for your tax refund at your Marion Used Car Superstore. Special Purchase 2015 Ford Fusions starting from $12,999. Buy Fusion $189 down, $189 a month. Over 200 Fords, plus BMWs, Chevys, Hondas, Kias, Jeeps, Toyotas. Financing's available and with guaranteed credit approval. Everyone can buy over 2,000 vehicles, including over 200 used Fords. The Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park. Online, McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back at 349. We got several calls here, Mark. Despite the fact that it's 70-plus degrees out there, we're going to get to a couple of memories of the 1980 Iowa Final Four team, and then Joel wants to weigh in as far as the coach in Alabama is concerned that was, or the coach in Louisiana that was fired or relieved of his duties, I guess, as far as his high school football team for not allowing Alabama onto his campus. But let's bring up a couple of memories of the 1980 Iowa Final Four team with some of our listeners at 319-366-1600. Of course, the whiteout tomorrow benefiting Kenny Arnold. There is a GoFundMe page out there if you want to contribute to that. It's going to be autographs before the game, a meet and greet after the game coming up at the University Club on Melrose. So a lot of ways to meet some of the Final Four guys tomorrow. Let's go to line one and bring in our first caller here at 350 who wants to talk about that Iowa team from 1980. How you doing on this sunny Friday?
Very well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What about that team?
We knew the players well. Tony McAndrews was my parents' neighbor.
Oh,
and,
really?
My dad was with the university at the time, and so we often had members of the team visit our home for dinner or picnics or whatever and all. But, you know, that was the Dayton game that Ronnie hurt his knee, which was tough. And then Mark Gannon tore his knee against Michigan. And then Bob Hansen had stress fractures in a foot. And, I mean, it was just a litany of people having injuries. And that they did as well as they did was pretty amazing.
I would
it's
agree.
It's just a shame that Ronnie got hurt because in that Louisville game, because I think we would have won it all had he been able to have completed the tournament.
Yeah, that Dayton game was the eighth game of the year as I see it here. And then it wasn't too far after that that Iowa lost three or four. And not to put everything on Lester, but he was obviously a big part of that team and number one draft pick.
Definitely.
Hey, appreciate the memories. Thanks for the call, all right? You have a great weekend.
You bet.
All right, let's go there. Let's go to Bruce on line four, who was a season ticket holder back in 1980, he tells us. Hi, Bruce.
Oh, thank you very much. Really enjoying the show. It's beautiful out here, but I went to graduate school 1 year at Iowa. I worked at the Power Company restaurant, and one of the waiters left school, and I got his season tickets. And, like, one of the first games I saw, Joe Barry Carroll comes in with Purdue. He scores 45 points, and Iowa still beats them. And as you guys know, they both made the Final Four. And the place is rocking. You know, they did the We Will Rock You with the feet on the bottom of the arena. The whole place would shake. It was unbelievable.
That was back at the field house, too, when it could shake. Yeah, great memories right there. Yeah, good job. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600. We go from the 1980 Final Four to our friend Joel from Muscatine, who joins us to talk about this guy in Louisiana that was relieved of his duties because of apparently not allowing Alabama, and then going on the radio and telling everybody that he didn't allow Alabama on there, and they may have ethical problems. Joel, how you doing?
Good. Well, I guess the first thing I'll say is that's one of the cool things about being an Iowa fan
is this guy played, you know, 35 years ago, 37 years ago, and everybody's still rallying to support the guy. So
isn't that great?
A great reason why you come play at the University of Iowa, because of that family that's built. But now talking about this high school football coach, he's doing his job. He's protecting his athletes. That's his one job. Keep them safe, educate them about the game, and give them an opportunity to either succeed academically after school or succeed academically and athletically after school. If he felt there was an ethical issue, he's done his job. Now, I don't know what his other issues were. Maybe they were looking for a reason to finally relieve him of his duties. But that's one thing I love about football is the high school coach is still in control. Basketball, they don't really talk to high school coaches anymore. And there's a lot of great AAU coaches out there, but there's a lot of shady ones out there too.
Yeah.
So football has an ethical standard, and it's actually the high school coach, in my opinion, to uphold that ethical standard. And maybe it's a soapbox for me because I am a former high school coach, but I applaud this guy for doing this. And maybe he should come find a job up here in Iowa where he can educate people and coach them in an ethical way with a university will handle him properly.
Hey,
that's kind of my.
I will ask this, Joel, and I agree with a lot of what you said there. Should he have done that on a radio show though? Should he have kept his mouth shut in a public setting though, like that?
Possibly. That's the reason that whenever I have a coach on my radio show, I typically record it. Just in case they get themselves into some trouble. I don't know. Who knows what the backstory is, if it's a situation where I don't know if this was a situation where was this the school where the kid had an offer and then they pulled it on signing day and made it a gray shirt offer? Was this to hit that kid's school or whatever? I don't know if that's the kind of situation. To me, if it's a clear-cut ethical violation, what's he have to lose? He's already made policy. Might as well make the policy public and blow the whistle a little bit on something he feels is wrong.
If it truly is an ethics violation, I agree with you, Joel. But as you know, folks have axed the grind here and there. And yeah. He might have three or four other issues that, like you said, they were just looking for a reason to get rid of him.
It could also be, too, that being right in the heart there of LSU territory, maybe he got kind of caught up in some Tiger fandom. And that I don't know anything about this guy, but... I applaud the high school coach is the safekeeper of his athlete, and he should be able to welcome any or exclude any college staff based off their behavior in the past.
We welcome you anytime, Joel. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
0668 on the text line. The public has a right to know.
Well, like, yes and no. If he's got an axe to grind, then. And he might besmirch the good name of a program.
Let me answer a question for Cameron on the text line. Two A's go tonight with the semifinals.
Correct.
1A and 2A semifinals.
Tonight.
Are tonight. Here's a great question.
Maybe they'll have names underneath the mats by then.
Here's a great question. 6992, better shooter, Vince Brookins or Peter Jok?
I'm not going to even touch that one. Speaking of that, let's get one more comment about the 1980 Hawk team. Jeff from Cedar Rapids calling in today. Jeff, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Cub fans.
Hey. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm great. But, you know, we always talk about the what ifs, but Jim Rosborough, who coached with Lute at Iowa and all those lottery picks at Arizona and NBA All-Stars, he always had a pitcher behind his desk while he's at Arizona.
No,
Brian Lester. He always said that was the greatest talent they ever coached.
He had a Cub sticker on his desk.
You can really play
too.
That what if game if yeah. Lester hadn't got hurt. But that was just he was a great, great player.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember. I can picture Jim Rosborough saying that. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
He said that many times.
Hey,
out
Jeff,
there.
Do you know Kyle Schwarber's career major league batting average?
Here's what I do know. Can you say repeat?
But the big question is: it 160 and two. You always predict 162-0 every year.
I'm going to go low 150s, 151, 152.
Because of the target on their backs.
Absolutely.
And for what's good for baseball, right? Yeah.
Do you have the pocket schedules
sure.
yet, though?
Mark, you know that. You've talked like that for a long time, also.
Hey, Jeff, we appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
all right,
Jeff.
Talk to you guys later.
All right.
All right. APC coming your way next here on KGYM. We've got Northland tonight. They'll be taking on Grundy Center and Regina and Maquoketa Valley at about 6:47, 6:50 tonight.
Jeff Wessel, Cub fan, father of Mr. Basketball Justin Wessel, and a member of the national championship Arizona Wildcats.
There you go. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
All right. KGYM, APC next.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone and computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up,